Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Here's The Drive.
Let's get to the Roger Goodell stuff. And we'll start with the Denver ownership question. It wasn't Mike Evans, but Ryan O'Halloran from the Denver Post. What a cheap deal that is to get the Post for a year. Here is what he said to Roger Goodell today.
Broncos president Joe Ellis recently said that Bolin family unity is not required by the league, but is necessary in his view for Brittany Bolin, presumably, to become the next controlling owner. What's your stance on unity being a requirement for the trustees? And as a follow-up, at what point is it best for the team just to be put up for sale?
Well, Ryan, it starts with what Pat Bolin's wishes were. He established the trust to make sure there was an orderly transition of the franchise if something should happen to him. Unfortunately, that did. And Pat wanted to make sure the franchise was in good hands, good management. He understood the importance of the league policies, and he supported that. He was one of the best league men I knew, and I talked to him probably every day, both as commissioner in my earlier years and also as chief operating officer. He wants his franchise, the Denver Broncos, to continue to have that success, and that's why he set up the trust the way he did. And so for us, we want to make sure that his wishes are followed. I don't think he'd be happy about the public disputes that are going on. Unity is something that I think as an organization in the NFL, you have one person who makes a decision on behalf of the ownership group. And that's a vital and principled point in our ownership policy. And that is what Pat understood. He wanted that. And we need to have that in the case of all franchises. So that at some point in time will have to develop in the context of the Broncos.
Sum it up, Tyler. Read between the lines.
It's been a fantastic run with the Bolin family. That's what it all, dude, I mean, we're there. Dude, we've all come to this conclusion probably a long time ago, and you're just kind of waiting for somebody to tell you that this is happening. Joe Ellis comes out and says it, and then we're all like, all right, we got to acknowledge this. This team could very easily be sold. I mean, he flat out threatened to sell the team if the family doesn't come together. Why was he doing that? What was the purpose of doing that? Now the commissioner comes out verbatim with the exact same statement that Joe Ellis had. There is no chance that the Bolin family is coming together with one unified voice. And that's what they both said. Joe Ellis and now Roger Goodell have both said, in order for this to continue, in order for there to be continuity, and by the way, this is important for the entire league, not just the Denver Broncos.
Good continuity?
Good continuity.
Okay.
And not just the Denver Broncos, the entire league, we have to have one unified voice. Dude, it's not going to happen. Maybe I'm wrong, man. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. And so where are we? This team's probably getting sold quicker than you think.
Well, I think there's, I think they'll want, that being the NFL, Joe Ellis to shepherd the Broncos through the CBA, the new CBA.
2021.
Yeah. And then, see ya.
What does that have to do with it, though? Why?
Because there's negotiations that have to happen. And they
Joe Ellis makes it easier for Roger Goodell?
Yes.
Yeah. So Roger Goodell's pressure will really not come about until he no longer needs a trusted voice.
Basically, yeah. And maybe. By the way, at the end of 2021, think about it too. Now, Joe Ellis can actually renew his contract. He can renew his contract basically anytime he wants. So, but his current deal is over at the end of 2021.
Well, the NFL has to approve it, but of course they would approve it.
John Elway's deal is done at the end of 2021.
So
CBA will be, it'll be worked out by 2021.
The most important question right now that we still don't have a direct answer to is, will Roger Goodell put pressure on the Denver Broncos to figure it out or else?
I bet you
or else, right? That's the most important question by far.
Yeah. I wish when Ryan, listen, Ryan's doing the best he can with his job, but and Mike Evans said his question. I thought Mike was much more direct and much more to the point. I wish Mike did get to ask a question because it was more in line with that. It was more direct. There wasn't as,
no, I don't think Roger would have given you anything. I think he would have had
Put him on the record, though.
He was prepared for that answer. I mean, when you give an answer that is verbatim the exact same thing that Joe Ellis said, you've practiced it. You know. You've got a PR person that is preparing you for what the Denver market is going to ask you. And so you've got that prepped. You're ready to roll. You've got that answer. No matter what the question is, that's what your answer is going to be. So I really don't think we would have gotten a radically different response out of Roger. But maybe he would have blinked just a little bit. You know, if he would have blinked just a little bit and acknowledged that, yep, pressure will come at X time.
But here's the truth. The likelihood of the team being sold this year is slim to none because there's ongoing litigation, and that's just not going to happen. They're going to have to resolve this thing one way or another. Well, you're not going to get a sale while this is in the courts.
Let's stay there for a second because that one is – it confuses even me because when you say they're not going to sell the team because there's ongoing litigation, well, what if somebody doesn't want to sell the team? All they have to keep doing is suing each other? Seriously.
Yes.
Like if one party does not want to sell the team.
Correct.
All they have to keep doing is going to court.
Well, there'd have to be grounds for it, and you'd have to be able to afford it.
Because if you can't sell the team until it's all clear and free, well, dude, we're really stuck.
I mean,
holy cow, are we stuck.
Correct. Yes.
I mean, we are in no man's land, and it feels like an eternal no man's land.
How long has it gone so far? It's ridiculous.
Not that long. And the big picture, Tyler. D-Mac, I don't think this is that long.
They sold the Carolina Panthers in about 2.5 days.
That was a different situation.
It was.
A radically different situation.
You know, how long has it been? It's been over 5 years.
This is a situation in which an owner has passed away. He had a written out will in which he had plans for how things needed to be passed on. Okay. They're going through that process. And I actually don't think it's been too long. This is like you are honoring the Bolin family to a degree by at least trying to see it through.
Hmm. Okay. Feels like a long time to me. But it feels like a long time because they just didn't want Beth. I mean, the easiest thing would just to be give it to the oldest child and go from there, which would actually be Amy, the oldest child. But she just had no interest in it, and then it would fall to Beth, and she did have interest in it. I mean, that's how it would go in most cases.
Let's go back like eight years. I don't know the exact timeline, but Johnny Bolin's working for the Broncos. And, yeah, you know, he's going through all the departments. He's really kind of doing what he's supposed to do in order to understand the organization and take it over one day.
By the way, did you see Johnny's back on Instagram yesterday?
I did not. But hold on. Tell me about that in a second.
I won't even bother, but he's back.
Okay.
On Instagram.
Well,
go ahead.
At that point in time, I got a hunch, and this is just a total personal hunch. I do not know this, but I got a hunch that the whole family kind of was accepting that this is the direction that it's headed. And then he started getting in trouble. And then
you think it was going to be Johnny's?
I do. Yeah. And I think that the family probably was accepting it at that point in time. Because Pat was alive, he was cooking, he was alert, and it was kind of clear, like, you are grooming this guy, and Dad, if you are the one that's grooming this guy, we'll kind of fall in line.
Well, there were a lot of boxes Johnny checked, that's for sure. He had his MBA. He had worked in a variety of positions for the Broncos, from towel boy to the marketing staff.
He was doing it the right way. He really was.
He was in his 30s, so, I mean, just give it a little bit of time, right? I mean, yeah, okay. I mean, I could see that. I've heard the opposite, though. I've heard that I don't want to be mean, but I've heard the opposite as well. But I don't know.
Well, like I said, that is a personal hunch that I don't have anything to go off of. That's just my personal hunch.
It just
makes sense to me that Dad's not just alive, but Dad is rolling.
Listen.
Like Dad is lubed up. He's fresh. Like he's thinking, and I can see very clearly that Dad is grooming one son. And if Dad is doing that, well, okay, that's just the way it is.
I mean, Johnny was certainly putting in the work to Patrick's been over there too. And then
Patrick's probably been the longest tenured of them all.
And then Beth came back here and she was working there. And then Brittany had her You know, she almost got the draft to Denver, according to, you know, people. And, you know, the three of the, so that's four out of the seven kids. Amy just has a nice life in Hawaii. She just wasn't interested. Christiana and Little Belle, they were just really young. I mean, really young when this was all getting going. It doesn't, you know, they didn't express a whole lot of interest there.
Dude, and think about this for a second. In a family of this size in which there's multiple families and many different opinions about the way things should be done.
Yeah.
If there's anything you could find common ground on, don't you think it'd be relatively simple to be like, hey, man, you want 200 mil? I kind of want 200 mil. You want 200 mil? Well, yeah, well, you should get 200 also. You know, that seems like if there's anything that they could come to common ground on, that would be it.
When we hear Roger Goodell talk about the Broncos ownership situation, it's just small, slight, subtle differences. It just seems hard for me to believe in the next couple of years that this team stays in the Bolin family. But who knows? We'll all follow along. The court case will proceed. Some point there'll be depositions, Tyler, throughout the course of this year. This will be, who knows what will leak out, who knows what will come out. But it's never boring. Never boring in Broncos land. In terms of the NFL, what about 17 games? Roger Goodell addressed that. You'll hear it next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.